proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. We return our attention to an exegesis, a study, of the 9th chapter of the book of Daniel. We left off with the angel Gabriel explaining how 70 periods of 7, or weeks, must pass for various prophecies to come to fruition. The term week, in this context, did not refer to a 7-day period, or rather to a period of 7 years. Sometimes the word week would refer to a 7-day period, in which case the text uses a different construction. Take the 10th chapter of Daniel, for example. The Holy Spirit, the author of this passage, employed the expression 3 full weeks to denote 3 literal 7-day weeks when Daniel fasted. The 70-week period in Daniel chapter 9 did not therefore refer to an actual 7-day period. It denoted 70 periods of 7 years each, that is 490 years. Over that interval, God decreed that certain events would transpire. Chatach, the Hebrew word for determined, appeared only in Daniel 9, where it means divided or separated. The use of that word implied that God had carefully partitioned this period of Israel's history in order to accomplish specific objectives of his. The term, quote, thy people, unquote, pointed to the Jews, and the phrase the holy city denoted Jerusalem. God will accomplish a 6-fold series of objectives during this period. The first 3 matters point to different aspects of the future atonement that Messiah the Prince, or Jesus Christ, will accomplish when he shed his blood on the cross of Calvary. The current lesson will examine the first 2 objectives that Gabriel listed. Messiah the Prince would come, quote, to finish the transgression, unquote. The Mosaic Law introduced the concept of transgression, that is to say, deliberate rebellion against the stated law of God. In 2 Corinthians, Paul described the Mosaic Law as, quote, the ministration of death, unquote, as well as referring to it as, quote, the ministration of condemnation, unquote. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, according to Ephesians chapter 2, he, quote, abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, unquote. Throughout the epistle to the Romans, Paul discussed the Mosaic Law. In the 4th chapter of Romans, he wrote that, quote, where no law is, there is no transgression, unquote. The apostle further stated in Romans chapter 5 that, quote, sin is not imputed when there is no law, unquote. He further testified in the 7th chapter of Romans that, quote, I had not known sin, but by the law, unquote. How then did God finish transgression during that 70-week period of Daniel? In the words of the old hymn, he, quote, broke the power of canceled sin, set the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean. His blood availed for me, unquote. The second event that would occur during the 70 weeks of Daniel will be, quote, to make an end of sins, unquote. The Hebrew phrase rendered make an end of was often used to close a written letter or an official document. In the 9th chapter of Hebrews, for example, that author penned these words, quote, but now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Thus the atoning work of Jesus Christ put a close, made an end to sin. Jew and Gentile alike are capable of, quote, being justified freely by God's grace, his grace, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, unquote. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.